Patient name, this is Patricia Like, L-I-K-E, date of birth 8/12/33, date of service 11/17/23. This is a 90-year-old female patient. She's being seen today as part of a follow-up to a motor vehicle accident which took place on September 20th. The last time I saw her was on October 6th. I did give her two medications, Roboxin and Motrin, for aches and pains, and it did seem to help her much. However, it's been almost 2 months now. She is out of those medications and needs a refill. She's reviewed her abilities since the crash, and she's got a list of things that she feels that she has problems with since the accident. On her left knee, there is a scar. All the skin is intact. There's no infection, but she finds herself unable to step up or down if it is a steep stair. Just going up 2 or 3 inches is not a problem, but when she attempts to step onto something that is 8 or 10 inches, that's more of an issue for her. She sustains scars on her right forearm and left forearm. They are healed up well, but still she maintains those scars. And she states that at times this seems to bother her some and gives her some pain. She also has noticed an increase in dizzy spells, and because of this, she fears of possible falling, and we don't want her to have any increase in trauma. Cognitive ability, she tells me, has changed. She'll follow a recipe and forget what the temperature should be. So she's for the oven, she's noticed some memory lapses, although sporadic, has been happening. She also tells me that at times her speech has changed, and she begins to slur some of her words or phrases. Also, she is easily distracted, has some difficulty concentrating. Patient also finds herself sleeping way too much, and yet on the opposite pole of that, she does have frequent insomnia. She also verbalizes to me that she's more prone for being anxious, having anxiety, and some depression. Period. New paragraph. Her complaint to me is she's had some trouble at the house with activities of daily living. She had to increase her home help and add caregiving to assist her in various areas. She had to hire a bookkeeper to help take over her finances. She's noticed some appetite loss as well. And to the specific complaint of the injuries at the from the accident, she continues to have sternum pain, but only when she presses on it. And today she states she does have breast pain as well. Period, new paragraph. So there are various issues that have been taking place. Our plan today is to document this and possibly start her on physical therapy, and we have yet to get the medical records from the hospital. We'll make sure we obtain that. Period, new paragraph. Vital signs, blood pressure is elevated today at 180 over 89, which she says is totally unlike her, but she is somewhat aggravated due to her driver arguing with her on the way over here. Pulse 60, respiration 16, temperature 97.7, oxygenation 98%, current weight 169, allergies, known drug allergies. Current medication, she does take lorazepam and a hypertension medicine. I want her to bring in all of her meds with her next time so we can fully review these. A period in the paragraph, medical history, hyperlipidemia and hypertension, surgical history, non-contributory. Labs today, none are done. X-rays, none were done except for that at the hospital. Once again, we will obtain those medical records. On examination, she seems like a delightful woman. HEENT is largely unremarkable. I have looked at the oropharynx area as well as the ears, all normal. Neck is soft, no thyromegaly masses or lymphadenopathy. Heart is regular rate and rhythm, positive S1, positive S2, there is no murmur. Lungs are clear bilaterally. She is seated before me now with legs are crossed. She does have ability to move all four extremities with good movement. Once again, when you press on the sternum, she does tell me that she continues with some pain there. Period, new paragraph. assessment and plan. Sternal pain, left leg pain, motor vehicle accident. She does have some cognitive changes as well. So today we will give Motrin 400 milligrams three times a day, PRN, and Robaxin 500 milligrams BID as a muscle relaxer, and we will start her on physical therapy and get the medical records. She'll return back to us in 1 month, sooner if needed.